I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Yes, we are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. John Wall doesn't need no introduction. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick of the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you thought on the future of TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album win Album of the Year? Will Biden's approval rating go up? Will it go down? Or inflation? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. You're smart. You know things. Bet on it. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/stereo. Spelled K-A-L-S-H-I and deposit $50. Kalshi.com/stereo. Get in the game. There is no guarantee of performance. An investor could lose their entire investment. Investment fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
All right, this is the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast. My name is Michael Rappaport, a.k.a. the Gringo Mandingo. We're getting ready to come hard body, karate, man G Moody, last name rhymes with duty, the 2015-2016 podcast co-host of the year. We're getting ready to get into it. But I got to tell you something. You want to have a good time, you need to get good tickets. All right, and buying tickets can be complicated and confusing, but there's a simpler way to buy with SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the smartest, easiest way to get tickets to your favorite team's games. Whether you're spending the day at the ballpark or searching for the perfect gift or hunting down the last-minute deal, SeatGeek helps you find the best seats at the best prices. I have the SeatGeek app on my phone, and it's the best, easiest way I found to get tickets, all right? SeatGeek is designed to make your ticket buying experience easier than ever. SeatGeek saves you time and money by searching multiple ticket sites to compare prices and find the best deals. You're guaranteed to get the most bang for your buck at SeatGeek. Plus, every purchase is fully guaranteed, so you could shop for tickets on SeatGeek with confidence. And it doesn't end with just sports. SeatGeek also has plenty of concert, comedy, and theater tickets available as well. And all the listeners of the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast get $10 off their first SeatGeek purchase. Just download the SeatGeek app. Enter the promo code BUTTER, B-U-T-T-E-R. That's BUTTER. Get $10 off your first SeatGeek purchase. It's easy, it's affordable, and it's guaranteed. Get the SeatGeek app. Save $10 off your first purchase now using the promo code BUTTER. For all the listeners of the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast. All right. This is the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast coming live and direct from the streets of Los Angeles. We're outside today. It's a beautiful day. We decided to take it outside.
Yep.
Out of the gloom tomb. Moody helicoptered in.
That's right. I'm out here.
You helicoptered in from New York.
I've been chilling, enjoying the weather, chilling in Long Beach.
You didn't tell anyone you were coming. You just showed up.
That's right. That's how I do things now.
You just pop up places?
Yeah. Had a good time.
Yeah.
Had some good food. You know, I look for my shrimp and salmon croquette.
Oh, yeah.
Croquettes.
Uh-huh. How'd that go?
The Serving Spoon in Inglewood is a great restaurant.
Uh-huh. What is it?
It's like a breakfast. It's like a, you know, a restaurant. You get coffee, grits, all that good shit.
It's great.
Great place.
It's good to have you out here, Moody. I'm heading to New York for the Big Three this weekend at Barclays. I cannot wait. The game is taking place. The inaugural game of the Big Three Basketball League. The first ever professional basketball league at Barclays. I'll be there. I believe there's tickets still on sale. The great Brooklyn MC, Fabulous, is performing at halftime.
Mm. Yeah.
This Sunday, the 25th. And then the games are going to be airing every Monday. The first game is airing Fox Sports 1, FS1, the 26th. I know that Kenyon Martin's team is playing against Steven Jackson's team. They're just throwing the guys in there. Those guys...
It's going to be a fight.
Those guys are competitive.
Yeah.
So it's going to be dope. I'm looking forward to doing that. If anybody's in New York and they want to come see it, I think tickets are still available. And we're going to be rocking all summer.
Yeah.
Got to give an acknowledgement to the great Queens MC, Prodigy of Mobb Deep.
Yes. Succumbed.
They brought in that Dunn music in the 90s. Quintessential New York.
Yeah. Queensbridge.
Queensbridge, hardcore hip-hop.
Boom bap music.
Passed away. He had sickle cell. Yo, it's crazy because he was just performing, and
right.
I saw him performing, I believe, at Summer Stage and a few other different places. I think I saw him perform at the Brooklyn Bowl, and I don't know what happened, but it's a loss for hip-hop.
Yeah.
This is a guy that's iconic.
Yeah.
Iconic music. Very distinct voice. And, you know, it's a loss.
Sad
so
loss.
So all the fans, his family.
Condolences to everyone.
This is the I Am Rapport Stereo Podcast. I am the Gringo Man Dingo. I'm here with the 2015-2016 Podcast Co-Host of the Year.
No doubt.
We moved on to greener pastures. Yo, everybody who's listening to the show, I appreciate it. Because we stormed up the charts.
Yeah.
We moved to Barstool Sports, had a little engine behind us, and we're storming up the charts. Feel free to leave any reviews, good, bad, or indifferent, you fucks. You know, I looked at the reviews.
What happened?
A couple of people, you know, because now when you're dealing with the masses, you're always going to get some fucks. They want to break your balls
some
and all
haters.
That shit.
Some haters. Yeah.
You could hate. You could try to shit. But most of the reviews, we're still five-star generals of this podcast. But feel free to leave reviews on iTunes. Rate, review, talk shit, talk greasy. And, you know, we always like to give love to the fans.
Yep.
All right. I woke up yesterday to find out that the Knicks were discussing. The fact that they're even discussing it made me sick.
Damn.
The fact that it was even a rumor made me sick. The fact that it's even a possibility was baffling. That the Knicks were somehow, and these rumors don't just come out of nowhere. These trade rumors, they're somehow discussing, contemplating, training the only good fucking thing that we have, Kristaps Porzingis, to the Boston Celtics. Now, he would be beloved in Boston, but I'm going to make a public plea to Phil Jackson and James Dolan, you fucks. I don't know what the fuck you guys are doing. You can't rebuild the rebuild. You can't just start rebuilding on the rebuild right. That hasn't actually happened.
Yeah.
That's like knocking down a building that hasn't been brought up. You're like, yo, we're bringing out the ball and chain. We're bringing out the what is it?
The wrecking ball.
The wrecking ball. The building's not up. You don't need the wrecking ball. I don't know what you think you're going to do or what kind of fucking cockamamie moves you're trying to pull. But Dolan, now's the time to step in and get rid of this fucking peyote smoking freak.
Maybe he's senile. He's an old guy. Maybe senility, whatever that shit is.
Yo.
He's trading away an asset.
Do you think 7'3", jump shooting, How do you say Lativia?
Yeah.
Lativians.
Yeah.
Shot blocking Lativians. Unselfish. Humble.
Good kid.
Good kid. They just fucking grow out of the ground.
Right.
You're going to replace him with who? Avery Bradley? Are you going to fucking get Avery Bradley to come to the Knicks? One of these guys, Avery Bradley, and a couple of draft picks for... Don't do it, Phil.
Yeah. That's all you got.
That's all we got.
Yeah.
I'm glad fucking Porzingis said, I don't want to meet you at the end of the season. You mad because he didn't meet you face-to-face at the end of the season? You think he's got a bad attitude? No.
Damn.
That should be celebrated.
Absolutely.
I don't know if James Dolan's blues band is on the road. You know, they tour.
Blues band.
James Dolan and the Billionaire Blues Boys, they might be touring this summer. Right. Maybe he's not paying attention. But now's the time to get control of the situation. Get control of the situation that you didn't get control of during the Oakley thing. Redeem yourself.
Oakley's got to go to court, too.
Charles Oakley's going to court this summer, and Kristaps Porzingis might be traded to the Boston Celtics.
Man.
I'm begging you. I'm pleading you, you fuck you, Phil. You fucking burnout. Go do some hot yoga. Clear your mind.
If they trade him, are you still a Knicks fan? How much more can you take? You're kind of fucking, you're on a bandwagon. You're wilding out there. You fucking with the Warriors.
And I'm a bandwagon.
You got brooms and shit. You're wilding. But you're not concerned about your own crew.
I am concerned about my own crew.
Now, if he does that, what happens to you? You have that. You have nothing.
We have nothing.
You have nothing. If he's gone, you have nothing to look forward to. You have nothing to look back to. You might as well go with the fucking Warriors.
I'm just become a Utah Jazz fan. Do you see these videos of all these players in the summertime? They all Instagram and Snapchat their workouts. Why don't you just play ball?
Yeah, run a four with your man, your crew back around your way.
Get the pros. Go out there and play with these little individual workouts.
This guy wearing a hoodie. What, Carmelo with his fucking hoodie?
How do you get better from these little bullshit workouts? When the game starts, your instincts are your instinct. You're not going to change your whole thing.
Right. Yeah, you got to be playing the game. You got to run fools. You got to be working out. All right, that's cool.
That's cool.
Yeah.
But they never show videos of them playing.
Right.
It's always like the rolling off of pick and rolls with chairs and cones and all that bullshit.
Yeah, no. World Be Free used to come back and play. Fool.
In the summertime, in 85, we were out here visiting. Moody was out here. I was attending Fairfax High School. We used to go to UCLA. We used to watch Reggie Miller while he was in college, Magic Johnson, Mark Aguirre, Isaiah Thomas.
Poole Richardson. Everybody. They all played at the Wooden Center.
They played.
Right.
For 2-3 hours.
Kiki Vandeweghe. We saw this.
With our own eyes.
We were there.
They weren't doing shit with cones.
Nope. We saw it.
All these drills.
They were playing hard. Back and forth. Who got next? Fuck y'all. We got next. It wasn't no cones.
There was no cones. There was no jumping through like little traps.
Nah.
Climbing up ropes.
I'm busting your ass. They're going at each other.
That's how you get better in the summertime.
Yep.
And they wonder why everybody's getting hurt. You running around all these contraptions and extra shit. It's like torture chambers. Yeah. Like, just play ball.
Look what I'm doing. I'm shooting.
Just shoot. Why do you have to Snapchat it? You see this thing? LeBron James is losing his fucking mind.
What he did now?
He shows his personal workout. Now, I'm very familiar with the Instagram world.
Yeah.
I'm on there. If you film me doing some dumb shit, I'm very conscious of that.
Yeah.
LeBron James was balancing himself on some rubber ball, chest naked. And then in one hand, and in the other hand, he's holding like a sword. Like,
why?
Why? Well, why have we seen more of LeBron James since they lost than we have Steph Curry, Draymond Green, Kevin Durant, and Klay Thompson?
Good point.
Why are you putting this out there? You're the king. We don't see Steph working out. You don't think Steph is playing ball. You don't think Steph is shooting. You don't think Steph is doing anything. But every day we see the fucking king. You're not the king.
Take a break.
Take a fucking break.
You lost.
And if you want to work out and you want to do all that stuff, just go away somewhere. Do it.
Right. Just do it. Like Nike.
Just do it. You're Mr. Nike. Just fucking do it.
Word. Yeah.
You're showing us all this Hong Kong fooey workout shit you're doing. And you lost.
And you lost.
go back in the lab and just do your thing. Why are you posting your videos chest naked? this is the little details.
Right, right.
Why you're always going to be scrutinized.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm going to be on your ass.
Yeah, you always on this motherfucker too.
I'm on his ass.
Yeah.
Every step you take, every breath you make, I'll be watching you. You fuck you. You want to pull you? He's like, dude, I'm on that police shit.
Yeah, that sting his ass.
He's doing fencing videos on Snapchat and Instagram and all that shit.
How did that help you in the finals?
It didn't help you in the finals.
Exactly. Just play ball, man. Get on some football shit or something.
No one wants to see all the drills you're doing, Duke. You look crazy. You're not impressing anybody or inspiring anybody. You're supposed to be doing that. You know what would inspire or impress people if I was doing it?
Yeah.
They'd be like, yo, Rappaport is getting in shape. We know you're in shape.
Right, right.
LeBron, you're supposed to be in shape. You're the king. You're a fucking NBA dude.
That's right.
If I was out there doing some shit, you can't even touch your toes. If G Moody was out there doing 20 push-ups and a handstand, people would be like, oh,
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, yo, he got his shit together.
This guy's shaving his head and all this wild shit. This guy's crazy, yeah. Man. Just get together, play your little fools, and go about your business. Right. You don't see Russell Westbrook shit. You don't see Kyrie showing his videos.
Uh-uh.
And you don't see any of the Warriors doing it.
Nope.
The champions. But the king, he's supposed to take this guy seriously.
Yeah.
You're on Nike. Just fucking do it. Anyway, again, we're outside. If you're hearing like any kind of like shit like this,
yeah,
don't be thrown off.
We out in these streets.
Yeah, if you hear any weird noises like that, Magic is doing good as a GM. Traded D'Angelo Russell, got Brook Lopez, freed up some space. By the time this comes out, I'm sure Lonzo Ball will be the first pick of the Lakers, but it's proven already that he's not there to bullshit around.
Right.
I think D'Angelo Russell will be better off leaving L.A. He had that incident where he...
snitch or
yeah,
what?
Yeah, he's wilding.
Yeah.
Putting my man up there where he's saying he's cheating. That was crazy.
Yeah.
That's Swaggy P. That was nuts. I think he's talented. I think he'll be all right, and I think that it's a good move. And Magic is clearing space. He's trying to get Paul George. Paul George has said he wants to come to L.A., and the Lakers are going to be back where they're supposed to be.
Right.
I give them 3 years
right.
before they're, like, teetering around the top of the West, barring any injuries and all that stuff. And it's just a matter of keeping LaVar Ball, keeping him in a good place. But it's that time. It is that fucking time. And then right around the corner, just a week, say 2 weeks away, we start mock drafting for fantasy football.
Damn.
And I can't wait. It's worked out perfectly. It worked out perfectly that the Warriors just tiptoed through the Cavaliers, get a little break, regroup, and then get focused. Because that finals took a lot out of me. It took a lot out of me, G.
I hear you.
You know how I like, it's no bullshit.
What? I hear you. Yeah.
The traveling, the emotion, the winning, the losing, the brooms, the plungers, the TSA of it all.
Right.
It took a lot out of me. But now it's time to focus on fantasy football. What else is going on, Mr. Moody?
Oh, man, nothing much, man. Just seeing that bullshit on TV with my man, Philando.
Yeah, that's upsetting.
Yeah. God, I didn't know. I saw the new video. Guy shot the guy seven times.
Seven times. He says, he told the guy, I have a gun on me.
And
he said, I have a legally.
He said it.
I have a gun on me.
Right. He said it. And then the thing about it is, I don't see a lot of black cops or Hispanic cops or whatever just executing people. They seem to hold restraint. You know what I'm saying?
And a lot of people don't think black cops and Spanish cops exist. You know that, right?
Right, right. But we don't find them in the press going after the citizens so much and with such a hair trigger. You don't see that. So they seem to be policing in the right way.
Right.
So it just kind of disgusts me, man. And it's just seeing that shit. Damn. So that means if that's justifiable... If that's justifiable, then it's open season on motherfuckers out here.
That video
because how could that be explained away?
I don't understand it.
How would you sympathize with the officer and he get no time?
None.
So he can go back home like
and he got a he could go back to being a police officer. Imagine you get pulled over by him again. I bet you ain't gonna shoot he ain't gonna shoot nobody again. Or he might. Who knows? Just when you think the crazy couldn't get crazier, it gets crazier.
Right. Like, that right there.
And what does it tell other police officers?
Yeah, that's what I said 2 years ago. I said it emboldens others. Because you'd be like, yo, what happened to him? Nothing.
Not a thing. My father went to go see this play in New York with my sister. At the public theater, you know, my father is big into the Shakespeare. There's a very, very highly controversial theater in the park, Shakespeare in the Park, where they're doing Shakespeare. And Shakespeare is essentially Donald Trump.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that.
And people are complaining, and there's threats. The cast is getting crank calls and people running up on the stage and all that shit. First of all, if I was doing a play
and somebody ran up on us,
yo, you gotta kick them the fuck off the stage. Like, literally.
That's when the acting stops and we get on some real shit.
Yeah. You're coming up there, like, just like how in the baseball and the football games when they run on the field.
You gotta have the
your
stage
open
hands.
Season. I wanna encourage all those actors that are doing that play. If anybody runs up there, you need to strike first. You don't know what they could be doing. They might throw paint in your face, egg in your face. Who knows?
Right. There's no time to wait and bullshit. To snuff them. Somebody come up on stage. Yo, I'm acting, baby.
Yeah. Yeah, you're in my workspace.
Right. I had to punch him.
If the people that are supporting Trump, make your own plays.
Yeah.
Like, they're so upset about this and upset about Hamilton and upset about it. Do your own plays.
Yeah.
Do your own shows.
We know what it's going to be about.
Do it. Just do it. Hold your head, Duke. This guy's honking his horn.
Jesus.
One of the great actors of all time, Daniel Day-Lewis, he's announced his retirement. And I'm calling him out. First of all, Duke, just retire. Second of all, I know you're not retired.
Right, come on, man. You don't want to do that no more? You don't want to get them checks?
You're going to be doing it again.
Right.
Is it too painful to do it? Daniel Day-Lewis is the actor who, you know, he insists on the method actor thing. So if me and you are doing a movie and I'm playing a character named Joe Ice, you don't call me Rap anymore. You got to call me Joe Ice. He's one of these guys. So when he played Lincoln, the people on the set, he's over there eating goldfish, the craft service and licorice.
Because Lincoln ate that?
No, but he's like, Mr. President.
I'm like, yo, man, you playing a part, dude.
Yeah, you drinking a Snapple.
I'm not Lincoln, calling you that.
Lincoln wasn't drinking Snapples.
Yeah.
Where your wood teeth at?
Or
he's a great, great, great actor. But I don't like all that taking yourself seriously and actors and the work, and they talk about the work and how hard it is.
Really?
You're not digging ditches.
I see motherfuckers on the highway in blazing sun. Pulling out pipes.
You're not laying tar on the highway.
Yeah, that's work. Your thing is work too, but come on, chill.
That's not really not work.
Right.
That's a day at the beach. I don't care who's doing it.
The time.
It's relaxed. I'm retiring. He'll be back.
Yeah, of course.
Miles, please cue the sick fuck of the week music.
This award is earned, not given. It's called the sick fuck of the week. This guy is really sick. Lock him up.
How could you do it?
Don't let him out.
Damn. You fucked the door?
You what?
You fucked the door?
Why would you fuck the dog? Why would you fuck your girlfriend's dog?
What sick fuck?
The sick fuck of the week. It's earned.
Earned?
Not given. You did what? No. No.
No.
Yes. The sick fuck of the week. This is an award that is earned, not given. This is an award that is earned, not given. And I said it once, I've said it before. When you look up some of these sick fucks, you'll actually see that they do look like sick fucks. And nobody exemplifies looking like a sick fuck as much as this guy.
Mm.
I'm going to post a picture of this with this because this guy looks like he's fake. A guy named Wilson Kenny. Was arrested, and he looks buck fucking wild. He looks like he
shaved the top of his. He looks crazy, this dude. He looks like a mannequin. He was arrested after exposing himself at a public pool in Long Island.
Damn.
Wilson Kenny. People saw him and they arrested him. And he truly looks like the sick fuck of the week poster boy.
Right.
You, my friend, are the Strong Island sick fuck of the week.
Yeah.
We have another one. Mm. A farmer has died. A farmer has died after brawling with his own pigs.
I thought that was fake news. That's why I didn't even...
Nah, that ain't fake news.
Damn.
Dude. A drunk farmer started a fight with his own pig and had three of his fingers and his quote-unquote privates bitten off.
Good for him.
Why are you fucking with the pig?
What did the pig say to you to get you so agitated?
Yeah, and you're fighting a pig?
I'm glad he fucking ripped your fucking loaf off.
Yeah.
That's what you get.
Now you don't have a dick. Okay? Now you don't have a dick.
The pig is the champion.
The pig is the fucking Mike Tyson.
Good. Good pig.
I saw a movie that exemplifies... This is so crazy. Yo, I saw a documentary on HBO called Mommy Dearest, Mommy Dead. The young shooter talked about this a couple episodes ago. Let me try to explain this to you. Okay. I highly recommend... I mean, it's not a feel-good movie. It's a dark movie. But I highly recommend, if you have HBO, you get it on demand. It's called Mommy Dearest, Mommy Dead. You're going to be like, what do you mean? And everybody in the film was like, yeah, it's far out. Like the police officers and all that stuff. There was a young girl. Her name is Gypsy. I can't remember her last name. Gypsy something.
Mm-hmm.
We don't fact check here at the Iron Rapport Stereo Podcast. She's one of these girls and the mother who... If this was in real life, it was like a tragic story. The girl was, this is all fraud. But it was portrayed by the mother and the daughter that the girl was sick. She had leukemia. She had multiple sclerosis. She had muscular dystrophy.
Mm-hmm.
She would show up at all these charity events, collect money, free housing, free homes.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole thing was a sham.
Oh.
The whole thing was a sham. The girl, Munchausen syndrome. Munchausen.
Oh, that's such a thing. Oh, okay.
What this kind of abuse is called Munchausen syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, the mother, it's abuse. It's a form of abuse. And sometimes, in a minor way, like a woman will sort of feign illness to get attention.
Mm-hmm.
This is the extreme. The girl was never in school. She was taken out of school when she was second grade. Forced by the mother to sort of betray that there was something wrong with her. She got her hooked on all these medicines, tricked doctors, doctor after doctor after doctor after doctor into getting these surgeries, feeding tubes. All this, yo, it's so far out that I probably, the description of it, you're like, what are you talking about? They would go to Disneyland, all financed by charities.
Mm.
They had a one of those homes, you know, with a fake wheelchair, like with a wheelchair. Right. It was all fake.
Oh, that's some hustle shit. She
and,
hustled.
And the daughter, when she was about, you know, 17, 18, 19, I can't remember the exact age. We don't fact check at the Iron Rapport Stereo Podcast. She tried to run away because she could actually walk. She wasn't wheelchair bound.
Oh, wow.
And then the mother caught her and she was like, yo, if you do that again, I'm gonna kill you. It reminded me of that movie Misery with James Caan and Kathy Bates, but it was a mother-daughter.
Right, right.
And the daughter was just, it was like she was kidnapped by her own mother her entire life. The father had no real relationship with them. You know, in hindsight, everybody, you know, they're like, what happened? How did this get this far? And people were like, well, I had a feeling, but no one said anything.
Right.
Cut to, I'm not giving anything away. At around 23, 24, this is recent. This is all going on now. Like, she just got convicted. She met somebody online, another lunatic. Although, this is a tricky thing. And this boyfriend, they formed a relationship online. They met. And the boyfriend then killed the mother.
Oh.
And then they were on the run, like on some Natural Born Killers, you know, Juliette Lewis,
right.
Mickey and Mallory shit.
Uh-huh.
And obviously, they got caught. Like, they were both, like, nuts.
Right.
And then, you know, they were eventually caught. And the whole case is like, this girl was abused her entire life. Like, literally abused, knew nothing of the real world. The mother was like on her.
Damn.
And they interview the girl, you know, like she talks very openly. Her name is Gypsy Rose Blanchard. That's the name. And the mother was named Dee Dee. And it's so far out. And I know that when I'm explaining this, you're probably like, what do you mean? I'm telling you, it's bizarre. The girl only saw like cartoons and fairy tale movies her whole life. So like she didn't have any friends.
Right.
The mother was never let her alone. They'd go to visit these charities, and the mother would be there on them all the time. And every single photo, every single video that they have, the mother is holding her hands, and she would talk about, like, the mother, like, if she would say, you know, she would abuse her.
Right.
She would beat her. If she said too much information, she'd get beaten.
Damn.
So I highly recommend you watch this movie. I know it doesn't sound like a real good, you know, a day at the beach, but it's very interesting, and it's bizarre. It's called Mommy Dead and Dearest. Mommy Dead and Dearest. Not okay. Mommy Dearest and Dead. Mommy Dead and Dearest. And you can watch it on HBO. I'm sure it'll be on Netflix and all that stuff in a little while. But I watched it last night, and my mouth was agape.
It
bugged out. And eventually the girl gets sentenced to only 10 years. Because they were like, she has to be held accountable for the crime, her part in the crime. But they were like, she had to do something to escape this woman. She was like, it was like she was kidnapped by her own mother her entire life. So,
fucking lunatic.
Check that movie out. I would love to hear what people think about that. Mommy Dead and Dearest on HBO. Some follow-up news on the, could have been a terrible case of white girl syndrome.
Yeah, he's extremely lucky.
There's a disease that Gerald Mooney diagnosed a few years ago the new listeners called white girl syndrome.
Yes.
Give the quick a breakdown of what this is.
When a brother loses his mind just because it's a white girl.
Essentially, O.J. Simpson is the poster boy for this.
Like, he does things that he wouldn't do
for anybody else.
Yeah, exactly. Right. So it's white girl syndrome.
White girl syndrome.
Right.
And O.J., of course, is the poster boy. He took things.
Charter member.
Yeah. And he's up for parole soon.
Is he going to fuck with a white woman after
As soon as he gets his chance. As soon as he gets his fucking chance.
That should be like a question on Jeopardy. When he gets out, will O.J. fuck with a white woman?
ASAP. He's fucking nuts. But homeboy on The Bachelor in Paradise, you almost got... Yo, I don't know what you thought you were going to do.
Yeah.
But all charges have been dropped. There is no investigation.
The first time in the history of the United States.
He's lucky.
You are lucky, bro.
And I was watching The Bachelorette last year when this girl... Now, listen. Nobody deserves to be sexually assaulted, touched, abused, and all that stuff. But based on what the film has, the videotape, like my man Warner Wolf, the great New York City broadcaster, let's go to the videotape. Because it's The Bachelor in Paradise, everything is recorded, and they said nothing went down. And this black dude was on there with this young white girl, young black dude, young white girl, and then she basically said...
Rape. See?
And that usually doesn't go good for a young brother.
The history, you're lucky. You're not hanging from a fucking tree.
You're really lucky.
In modern times, you'd be in jail.
You're lucky you're not in deep shit. Thank God nothing happened.
Yeah.
I don't know what the circumstances are. Apparently, there was a lot of alcohol involved. And
it's always rape. They're always going to say that. Sexual assault. It's always going to be that with you.
Yeah.
It's not going to be like, oh, he slapped me. He made, you know, domestic violence. No, he raped me.
Right. No good.
No good, bro.
No
good. Steer clear.
So
understand the history.
Yeah. Filming is back on. They're back on
good.
Filming.
They're rolling.
And, you know, they're going to try to get that videotape out at some point. And, you know, I was thinking this. If you could put out videotape of Tiger Woods in the police station, drunk, falling all over himself after he's arrested. I don't know the answer to this. How are they allowed to release that?
Oh, public. Is it public records or freedom of information shit?
What it is?
Yeah, I think. Yeah. Something like that.
Well, this videotape from The Bachelor in Paradise is going to be...
You speak about Tiger Woods. I'm not hearing any outrage from the Kablazian community. Where is that?
About Tiger Woods?
Yeah. I thought he was Kablazian. I'm figuring, there's a community of these motherfuckers. It's a community of one.
Yes,
you.
Just you. You fuck you.
You made up an ethnicity because you didn't want to be black. Fuck you, man. Fuck you. You can't make up an ethnicity that doesn't exist. Caucasian, black, Asian.
Start freaking off, Tiger.
What did they... What did the police report describe you as, motherfucker? It's okay to be black. It's good.
The police report
said black.
Right.
He's not mad that he got arrested.
No.
He's mad that they're calling him black.
Right.
That's why he's outraged.
That's why he's upset. He's not upset about the fact that he was publicly shamed. He's right. Like, God damn it. How am I going to get this changed? They don't know that I'm really not. Fuck.
Yeah.
Well, now, what maybe, about the fact that you were drunk in public? I don't care about that shit.
Yeah, yeah. Now, maybe you'll just come out and say it. Yo, all right, I'm black. Fuck it.
Yeah. Do something, because Tiger Woods is all fucked up in the game.
Hell yeah. And while you was getting locked down, your girl was shopping and all that. They don't give a fuck about
no,
you, dude.
No, no, no. You had something to say about that?
Oh, yeah. In that Trump life.
Yes. Another edition of that Trump life.
Yes. A white woman, was in a hospital, I think in Canada, and she was getting, for her son, something happened with her son. It was a Canadian immigrant, I think it was Indian. She said, I want a white doctor. Why can't I get, I don't want a brown guy with brown teeth and
right.
shit. He doesn't speak English. And I say, there's nothing wrong with her saying that. It's low class, but it's within her right
to
request that. Now, that's terrible to say, but, yo, this is how they feel now. They got their guy in the White House, and their guy represents that white nationalism. And that means fuck everybody. It's about us. The black motherfucker we had there for 8 years, we hated him.
Yes.
Now our guy is here, and we espouse his views.
Hey. Hey, listen, it's out there.
It's out there.
I just want the racism. Embrace the racism.
Just come on. Yeah, man.
There's no reason not to.
Embrace it. This is what it is, man.
It is what it is.
Right.
Don't be ashamed of it.
And I want to say one more thing about this guy. They act like he was a great politician.
Trump?
Yeah. They act like there's a record of him being a great politician, and we had to go with this guy because he's so... He spearheaded so many laws.
No.
This motherfucker just came out saying, basically, fuck everybody.
Right.
Playing on that underlying racism.
He just wanted
shit.
To win.
Yeah.
He wanted to do what he needed to do to win, because you'd be like, yo, I'm going to be president. Now he's president. I know he's miserable.
Yeah, yeah.
I know he's like, fuck
Nobody
me.
Wants to go see
him. Nobody wants to see him. No one wants you in their country.
Right.
He's like, when I wasn't, before he could go, come and go, now he's got to do briefings. He's got to go here. He's got to travel. I know he's like, what the fuck did I get myself into?
And everybody hates me.
Good.
And he's still having rallies. You won. You won, Duke.
Why are you still having rallies?
Right.
Why are you going to Ohio to have rallies? You already won Ohio.
Yeah, it's over.
You didn't win New York City, your own city. People don't like when I say that. New York is traditionally Democratic. You can't win your own city. You ain't shit, dude. I don't give a fuck what the history
it
is.
Right.
If you can't win your own city, you're Mr. Queens, Mr. New York. Can't win your own city. You need to look yourself in the mirror. But he won. And he won his way on that Frank Sinatra shit. What else? Jay-Z announced he's coming out with a new record. I hope to God it's a hip-hop record.
Imagine hearing Sean Carter going, blip that, 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 blip that, blip that, blip that.
I don't want to hear it.
I hope he doesn't.
Jay-Z's my favorite rapper of all time.
Yeah.
He doesn't need any money. If he's making a hip-hop, if he's making a record right now, there's no reason he's doing it. Other than he wants to make it.
Right.
He's not doing it for money.
Right. So I think the art is going to be really high. Rhymes going to be tight, of course.
His rhymes are always dope.
This is a Brooklyn guy from our era. I'm saying he doesn't know that shit.
Apparently the producer, No ID, who's produced a lot of his biggest songs.
And he's known for that good boom bap music. Chicago Cat, No ID, is great.
Yo, I'm saying this. Jay-Z's my favorite rapper. He's the Michael Jordan.
Yeah, he's the benchmark.
He's the best.
Yes.
He's the guy that has, you could say this, that, da da da. He's got the most great songs.
And he's taking that shit to another level that nobody can get to. You can't get to this guy. This is like some Michael Jackson shit.
I'm begging and hoping and pleading that it's a hip-hop record, because it needs to be that sound, because him, Kanye, Eminem, these guys that still matter, that are still relevant,
right,
they could balance this shit out.
Right, right.
It doesn't just have to be this foolishness. It doesn't have to just be, I'm begging you.
Yeah, come on, man. Everybody.
Oh, please.
Dude, we your age, bro.
Smack it. That boom bap. You know what it is.
Yeah.
You invented it.
Yeah.
You took it home. Yo.
The most successful of all time.
Please.
Right?
The Mike Jordan of recording.
Yeah.
Don't conform to.
Keep certain cats out of the studio.
Yes. Just go in there, get the beats, do the samples, do the shit.
Yeah.
And let's go.
Filter the bass lines, do all that.
Please. I'm begging you, because if it's not, I'm not going to. Here's my thing. I would never, ever, ever diss Jay-Z.
Of course not.
If I don't talk about that Jay-Z record, then that's it. That's
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Because I just don't want it to. Nas.
Nas can do that, yeah.
Yo, we need that hip. It has to be balanced.
Yeah. Yeah. Make some shit for us.
It's not even just for older people. Right. It's like, yo, people respond to shit that's funky.
Right. There you go.
If it's funky, if it's soulful,
it's irresistible.
Period. So it's not make it for us. He's Jay-Z. It's like if Michael Jordan was somehow able to go in a time machine and started playing now.
Right.
You think he's like, oh, he's playing for his old fan? Yo, he's still Michael Jordan.
Right, right. Absolutely.
But art, yo, there's no age on it, so there's no reason why he can't.
It should be funky. If it's funky, it's good.
What else is going on, Mr. Moody?
No, I'm just enjoying.
How was your flight out here?
Oh,
any incidents?
No, JetBlue. It was zero turbulence. I took the fucking seatbelt off. Usually, I never take the seatbelt off.
Because you're scared.
I'm scared. I'm strapped in there. It was no turbulence. I was like, oh shit, this is JetBlue. The pilots all off the chain. So I like how y'all handle your business up there.
It's not the pilots though.
The computers.
No,
who run the fucking airline, the craft.
Dude, there was a United flight the other day from Panama into Texas. Yo, did you see the footage of the plane? It looked like it was like a fucking, like it was like a, like ransacked.
Damn.
There was so much turbulence, people were throwing up.
See, that's what scares me,
The food, people's clothing was falling all over the place. People were sick.
Yeah.
My man hurt his neck.
I would sue the shit out of them motherfuckers.
It's turbulence. I don't think you can sue them.
Oh, you can't? Oh.
It happens.
What can you do? Yeah, air pockets.
So when you said you were flying out here, and I saw this, I said, maybe Moody's on this flight.
No.
maybe you come off the plane with a neck brace.
Yeah.
All right, this is the I Am Rapport Stereo Podcast coming live and direct from Los Angeles, California. What else is up, Mr. Moody? Anything else for me?
Oh, man, no. I was just chilling, man. I'm enjoying L.A. Went to a nice old spot. Crenshaw Live.
Yeah.
They do karaoke.
Mm-hmm.
Good music.
Did you sing karaoke? Did you perform?
No.
You didn't perform?
No. I watched people. It's fun. It's older cats, so it's all good.
Well, why didn't you go up there and do a little something?
Oh, maybe I'll go tonight. Maybe I'll do something tonight.
All right. Well, that's it. It's the I Am Rapport Stereo Podcast coming live and direct from the streets of Los Angeles. Pardon the background noise, the beeping. We want it to be out in the beautiful sunshine of California. Again, I'm going to be at Barclays this Sunday, the 25th, in Brooklyn with the Big Three, with Allen Iverson, with Chauncey Billups, with Kenyon Martin, with Steven Jackson, and so on, and so on, and so on. Ice Cube's Big Three. I'm the roving reporter.
Oh, man.
They're calling me the Howard Cosell of the Big Three. Listen, I'm humble.
Take all that.
Those are big shoes to fill. I'm thinking I'm going to wear my hair piece and come out and rock it with pride out in Brooklyn. It's the I Am Rapport Stereo Podcast. Thank you for rocking with us.
And, yo, I want to shout out Lois. She's a fan of the show. Reached out. She's been taking me around L.A., other parts of L.A., which I've never seen. So I want to shout Lois out. Thank you so much.
All right. It's the I Am Rapport Stereo Podcast. Gringo Mandingo, a.k.a. White Mike, a.k.a. Mr. White Folks, a.k.a. Bird. G Moody, last name rhymes with duty. G Monetti, always ready.
That's for sure.
Let me hear some of these Moody beats and we're done.